Will you notice verse 5? The Lord spake also unto me again, saying, Forasmuch as this people refuseth the waters of Shiloh that go softly and rejoice in Rezin and Remaliah's son, now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks. Now this is another remarkable passage of Scripture. The people refuseth Shiloh. Now, the waters of Shiloh. What are the waters of Shiloh? Well, there is a contrast made here with the flood of waters that's in the 7th verse here. Bring up the waters of the river, strong and many. Well, that's evidently the Tigris-Euphrates River. That's where Assyria was located. And they come down like a flood. But in contrast to that are the waters of Shiloh. Well, the waters of Shiloh, and Shiloh means sent. It's in contrast or an antithesis to the Euphrates. And the Euphrates comes down like a great flood. But Shiloh, it's gentle. It ripples as a brook. And here the contrast is made. Euphrates represents judgment. And God's given a message. You remember it was Shakespeare that said, tongues in trees, books in the running brooks, sermons in stones, and good in everything. Well, Shiloh, softly flowing. And it was that little spring that is there, not doing much today, but it did in that day, and does today to a certain extent. It flows between Mount Zion and Mount Moriah. And if you're listening, and you've got that blood-tipped ear today, you're going to hear a voice sweeter than even the rippling music of this stream as it flows down from between Zion and Mount Moriah. And may I say to you, what a message is in that little stream. It's a story of grace. And Mount Zion is in contrast to Mount Sinai that stands for law. And Moriah, that's where Abraham offered his son. That's where David bought the threshing floor of Araunah. And that's where Solomon put up the temple. And down at the end of that great shaft of rocks is Golgotha, where Christ was crucified. And that speaks of grace, too, because here is where God provided himself a lamb. He spared Abraham's son, but he didn't spare his own son. And so what we have here is God is speaking grace to this man. God says, I'll spare you. And if you'll only but turn to me. And now will you notice verse 8, he shall pass through Judah, he shall overflow, go over, he shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. Now you see, God permitted the Assyrian to cover the land, but never permitted him to take Jerusalem.